Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson. Welcome now to today's Midday Interview. I'm talking today with Steve Fox about a celebration of the 25th anniversary of David Lynch's film Blue Velvet. Quite an event when it came out, an event in a lot of people's lives, and that's going to be celebrated with a lot of special events going on around our area. So first of all, Steve, thank you for coming in.
Hi, Jamila. Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us first, how did you get involved with Blue Velvet and the celebration of it? Tell us a bit of a story about how this has all come together.
I got involved in Kukulorus about the fourth year, and I was on the board for a while, for 6 years. And during that time, there was a fellow by the name of Jonathan Calyette who had a very critically acclaimed film called Tarnation, and he brought this to Wilmington. And it was towards the end of the run for that film, and I was just trying to make him feel welcome and get him oriented in Wilmington, which is something I tried to do with filmmakers. And I mentioned that Blue Velvet had been made here in town. And he declared that this was his favorite film. And he was unaware that it had been made in Wilmington. So I showed him some sights, and he was just kind of over the moon about the whole thing. And it occurred to me that we had this thing, this you know, wonderful bit of our history that was not particularly well associated with us. And I thought about how I might go about maybe improving that association with Blue Velvet. And it being a film town, I thought, well, we can make a film and perhaps we could premiere it at the 25th anniversary of Blue Velvet, which was 6 years away at that time. And so we sort of headed down that path, and I actually asked Jonathan Calyette if he would direct it, and he agreed to do so. A couple of years passed, and I got back in touch with him, and he was still interested, and I mentioned it to a friend of mine, Rob Hill, who's a filmmaker in town, and Rob said, "Fox, we make films in this town, and here you go get somebody from New York to make this thing." And I'm like, "Yeah, you're right. Okay." So we eventually settled on Benedict Fancy to direct the film. Benedict was helping me research it and produce it originally, and it became obvious that he was a ravenous fan and knew all about this film. And, you know, he just seemed to be the logical choice, and he's done a great job.
We'll talk some more about the film in just a moment, the documentary. Tell us about Blue Velvet itself for folks who haven't seen it and what your own reaction was to it when you first saw it.
I saw it at the Janus Theater in Greensboro in 1986, and it was really kind of odd. I mean, it is a challenging film. You know, I came out just thinking, "Wow, that was strange." You know, but I thought about it for a couple of days, and which I always consider to be a mark of a good film. If it makes you think, you know, there's something there. So, you know, I wouldn't be the ravenous fan that a lot of people are, but, you know, I certainly recognize its merits. The story of the film is Kyle MacLachlan's character, a fellow by the name of Jeffrey Beaumont, is home from college because his dad has had a stroke, and he's walking through a field and he finds a severed human ear, and he takes it to the police station and talks to a detective. And he gets interested in finding and being a detective on finding out what had transpired himself, and that gets him in trouble. He goes to Dorothy Vallon's apartment to look for clues, and the plot starts unfolding from there, and it gets pretty violent and strange.
And the film has Isabella Rossellini and Dennis Hopper in it.
She plays Dorothy Vallon's, and Dennis Hopper plays the bad guy, and he is bad.
He's good at that.
Oh, my.
He always was.
Oh, yeah. He lights it up.
All right. So what made it so memorable was the darkness of it and the strange, unreal quality of parts of it and the quality of the acting.
The technique of the filming, you know, the sort of shocking images and the lighting and odd close-ups and it sort of surreal nature. You can't really tell exactly what the time period is. But the shocking subject matter more than anything else.
And it was all filmed in Wilmington, though the town in the film is referred to as Lumberton.
Yeah, right? And David Lynch liked the town Lumberton or the name Lumberton because it evoked an image of lumber. And he at one point wrangled a lumber truck that he saw driving past Arlene's Cafe, which is now the Flying Pie. He's like, get that truck back here. And they went and got the truck just so he'd have lumber in there.
Oh, man. All right. Well, let's talk about some of the things that are going on in the next few days to mark that 25th anniversary of Blue Velvet, which has been the most critically acclaimed film to come out of Wilmington in the last three decades. Many folks consider it David Lynch's masterpiece. In fact, David Lynch was nominated for Best Director that year, and Woody Allen won, but he said that he thought that Blue Velvet was the best film
that
year.
That's pretty high
price. So, yeah, that's pretty good. First of all, there is an exhibit at Dennis Hopper's former apartment in the building where City Stage is.
Correct.
And that exhibit features work from who?
Peter Bratz.
Okay.
Early on, we became aware that someone had made a documentary about the making of Blue Velvet, and it was called No Frank in Lumberton. And about 3 years ago, there was a young German couple who were taking the locations tour that Benedict Fancy was giving. And we told them what we were up to, and they said, we want to get involved. Well, we knew that this documentary had been made by a German guy. So we said, your mission is to go back to Germany and find Peter Bratz, which they did. And Peter was living in Ljubljana, Slovenia. And Peter had taken everything that wasn't nailed down from the set. I mean, he had all kinds of goodies stashed away. But the story that evolved from this is that he was in film school in Berlin, wrote to David Lynch. Lynch wrote him back, and eventually Lynch invited him to come to Wilmington to document the production.
Amazing.
That was his only job when he was here, and he took close to 1,000 black and white stills behind the scenes and took enough Super 8 to make this documentary. Mm. The documentary aired on German television in 1988, but it has only played in the United States one time in Seattle in 2005 as a sort of touring group of films that was from the Crossing Europe retrospective that they did of him and his wife. But anyway,
it will be shown here, though.
Yes, it will. Mm-hmm. And we've gotten the sound restored, and our man in Germany, Norbert Kyle, subtitled some small parts in German and did the restoration on the film, and we owe a great deal to him.
Great. So that exhibit of items from the set and stills from the set will be at Dennis Hopper's apartment in the old Masonic Temple building, which is 21 North Front Street. And then there'll be some props displayed as well from the set. And then people can see the film there, or will it be shown elsewhere?
The film in its entirety, we're not certain that we'll be able to project it. We're trying to set something up so that we can, but we'll see about that.
All right. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Steve Fox. He is coordinating a celebration of the 25th anniversary of David Lynch's film Blue Velvet, which was filmed in Wilmington. We just have maybe 3 minutes left, Steve, so let's get into some of the other events that are going on.
Okay.
There's a locations tour that is led by Benedict Fancy, who is now the director of the documentary that is being made called It's a Strange World, the filming of Blue Velvet. Tell us, you said Benedict Fancy was the one who was just a rabid fan of Blue Velvet.
Yes,
and he leads regular tours.
Yes. Well, he does during Kukulor's tour. This will be, I think, the fourth or fifth year that he's done this.
Okay.
So it's become a regular thing.
All right.
And most of the locations are within a couple of miles of downtown, so it's a pretty tight tour.
And his documentary that you've been working on with him, where is that in its stages? Is it ready to be shown, or is it partway done? Or?
There will be some work in progress, some clips prior to No Frank in Lumberton, which is Peter Bratz's film, which will show at City Stage Friday morning, 10:30, I believe. And we've got still some interviews to do. We need to get out to California to do some interviews in L.A. We need some money if anybody wants to help us. and we hope to wrap it up at the first of the year.
Good. Sounds great. There is also something called Blue Velvet, the musical. I cannot imagine, but we're going to see a sort of a workshop production of it, or pieces of that, coming up on Saturday at 1 p.m. at City Stage. This is a score by Brian Putnam. Many folks remember him from when he lived in Wilmington before.
He's really talented.
Yes, he's incredibly talented. A great performer himself, but boy, can he write music for a show. So have you seen any of that or heard any of that yet?
I've heard some of the score, and I was shocked at how good it was and how much I think that it nails Frank Booth's character. You know, it's just sort of frantic and devious and, I don't know.
It's creepy.
It's creepy. And I'm like, oh, This guy nailed it.
And also, I understand that Proyecta Gallery is showing works inspired by the film.
Yes.
Maybe not works about the film, but anything that the film really sparked a thought or a feeling.
Yeah, and we had contributions from all over Europe. There were several from Poland, Italy, UK, Germany. They came in from everywhere. So there are people all over who are really interested in this film.
Now, I understand that some of this information is available on the Kukalorus website. So you can go to CUCALORUS.org.
Right.
But you can also just call Steve Fox.
That's true.
You've been hearing.
And, I'll tell you what you need to know.
Yeah. Steve's phone number is 910-262-1332. Again, 910-262-1332 for all things Frank Booth and Wilmington, standing in for Lumberton and Blue Velvet. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
This is 91.3 WHQR.